Some said they couldn't do it. Even more said they shouldn't do it. But here they are, bringing you another episode of the Happy Zen Podcast. Welcome your hosts, Adam and Matt.
This is a special bonus episode of the Happy Zen Podcast.
Yeah, so we decided that with the release of the Avengers Infinity War trailer, the second trailer, which was amazing.
Likely the final trailer, I would predict, before the movie comes out.
Maybe, we're just guessing on that too. But anyways, what we're going to do is we're going to play the trailer, you're going to hear the audio, because we're not a visual group, and we are going to... stop it where we need to reflect on things, because otherwise I think we're going to end up all over the place. So I kind of wanted to take it through the trailer and tackle the pieces as we hit them, as opposed to just rambling for half hour around the trailer, because this is only a bonus episode and we got another episode coming out later this week. So this is just a quick hit on the Infinity War trailer.
Gotcha. So, crank the volume. What's that? What do we got? Something come from the sky? Alrighty.
Okay, hold on. I'm struggling with War Machine walking already.
No, because the end of Civil War, he's got the suit that we talked about in the other episode. We talked about the real life suit.
Oh yeah,
Basically the exoskeleton suit.
And the fact they're starting with Mark Ruffalo with Bruce Banner's back on Earth already with Black Widow. This is
yeah. Because do we see? Is he on the ship with Thor at the end of Ragnarok? I forget now. He must be. Yeah. He must be. It's got to be, right? Jesus Christ, I can't remember the end of Thor Ragnarok.
Guess what we're watching.
Okay, well, anyways, so far we've seen a ship coming. We hear Gamora talking.
Easy now.
To wipe out half the universe. If he gets all the Infinity Stones, he can do it with the snap of his fingers.
I hate snapping fingers.
Oh?
It's really hard.
Okay, those scenes are definitely not in the same room.
Oh, God. You know what? This is what I love about these trailers, and I don't tell my kids this, that when they edit a trailer together, these things don't flow.
No.
The only thing that I can guarantee you to this trailer that is going to happen that I'm really, really excited for is, we'll get to it, that's the end.
So, okay.
Hey, how do you think he looks?
I think in this one he looks better. I had a problem, and we mentioned this before, I didn't really like the way he looked in the last trailer. I think he looks better in this one, and again, like you said, more time spent on the CG work. And I like that you get to see him in the helmet and the full armor suit.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely way more on board with Thanos, the look of him.
He's accepting the fact he's going in for a real fight here.
Yeah.
Or this is the predate stuff, because we do get to see a scene where it looks like he's got Gamora as a kid, right? So.
Yeah, and he's in the military garb at that point as well. Although, I think that scene where he takes the helmet off is going to be the same scene where he crushes the Tesseract and gets the stone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, anything you want to hit so far?
Why does he want to wipe out half of the universe? Who's he doing it for? In the comics, there's a reason.
Yeah, it's Lady Death. Well...
Just because?
No, it's in there. Balance. He thinks he has to wipe half of everything out to create balance. You'll hear it.
You'll hear it.
I wasn't an Iron Man fan. Does he really have a new suit like
every movie that he's in, he has a new suit.
Yeah.
Like, just the regular suit changes, several times.
But I'm just curious, because maybe he comes together, the feet get together, all of a sudden he's got a new rocket. And I know there's probably another suit in this one as well, because he's got the back opens up, and it looks like the one that's almost like the Iron Spider.
Yeah, well, he's got, the wings almost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But apparently that's comic accurate. Because that was something that was done.
Well, how many years of Iron Man is there? I mean, they probably had all sorts of suits, true. Right?
We have a Thanos once, so that's what we use.
I do like how well that was done. We have what Thanos wants. Because and they show us the two Infinity Stones that we know about the most. The Agamotto, and Vision's head.
Yeah, so in my notes here, I have where I believe the stones have last been left, where we know they are. So he has, from this trailer, and I think we see it later, he has the Space Stone and the Power Stone. So the Space Stone's the Tesseract, and the Power Stone's the one from Guardians 1.
The purple one.
Yeah, exactly. The Avengers have the Mind Stone. That's the one that Vision has. And the Time Stone, which is the Doctor Strange gizmo, you know. And the Collector has the Reality Stone. That's the Aether from Thor of the Dark World.
Yep.
And then the last one we haven't seen technically yet, which is the Soul Stone, which you probably believe, is in Wakanda.
You think it's Wakanda's mountain, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this plan of yours. I think it's good, except it sucks. So let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good. Wow.
Are you excited for Pratt and Robert Downey Jr.? That trailer is making me very excited about
it. Well, and we talked, I think, a little bit about this before, too. Like, the idea that you're going to get these pairings of characters who have never been together before, I think, is really going to be awesome. And I hope they have enough time to explore it. Those two will be interesting. And I mentioned before, like, I think something like Drax and the Hulk or something might be a cool one. What I want to say from that section is with the suits, you get to see the Iron Spider suit, which mm-hmm. we saw at the end of Spider-Man. It looks really cool. The Iron Man suit actually looks almost organic, and if you look at it, it looks like it has a bit of muscle ripple to it. So I'm wondering if at this point he's literally injected the suit into his body, which is something he does do in the comic books. Just my 2 cents.
Okay, there's a lot of watch there. Just getting sucked into it.
Yeah.
So first off, okay, Captain America looking like the Nomad. Looks awesome.
Yeah, because he doesn't have his shield, right? So he's got like the Wakanda base, whatever the hell.
Yeah, and we talked about how he's going to misjudge a shot, and that's how he's going to die. No, I'm kidding. clearly, I think that's going to be way more morbid of his death. He looks great. The evolution to him has been fantastic. If this is his demise, it's going to be done really, really well if this is where this goes.
And based on the end of Civil War, we know he and Black Widow, which they show with the dyed blonde hair short, they're definitely in hiding doing like the Secret Avengers type thing. So, and he's got like the beard and the kind of the long hair thing. So I think that's kind of neat. The other thing that we see in that section is Iron Man is in the Hulkbuster armor again. Is it him though?
Is it going to be Rhodey?
Okay, fair enough. The Hulkbuster armor itself makes an appearance, which yeah.
and
we
it
saw
looks
last
a little
time.
Looks a little advanced too.
Age of Ultron, yeah. I guess was the last time yeah. we saw
and it.
That.
Looks advanced. It looks mm-hmm. a little bit updated, a little bit better of a suit,
yep.
Per se. Thor looked great. Like literally, he just walked off the screen in Ragnarok, so mm-hmm. that was perfect. They've done that look, so yep. that gives us a feeling that this is going to pick up right. Where
absolutely,
that
looks like
up.
It lifts. Yeah, for sure.
And I have to admit that him with the Guardians are going to be, not only is it going to be good, but if we're going to get a lot of humor in this flick, it's going to come from that group in their interaction very quickly. I hope, I'll save this. Okay, come on. We're at the shot with Thanos one-handing with looking like no effort on his hand over top of Mr. Rogers. And Rogers is looking like he's about to be squished to a little bug.
It's an interesting thing that if you follow the arc for Captain America in the movies, he's always had that I can do this all day gimmick. And this seems to be like him doing that and it finally not working. Like now at this point Thanos only has the two stones by the look of the gauntlet, but he looks to be in probably a lot of trouble. Now that being said, seconds later somebody could fire from off screen and, you know, distract him.
Now there's a couple of views of this I've seen online where they've actually taken this from a couple of different angles in the filming mm-hmm. and you can see in the background on one of the shots on Rogers you see Scarlet Witch's head
mm-hmm.
and so the theory is that he is now Thanos has come in to get the stone from Vision, and you know, Rogers is trying to interject himself to save and get them the ability to escape, which is ironic because the two of them are extremely more powerful than him. So it just shows Cap's Cap.
Yeah, like, and I think that if he's going to die, I think that's what's going to be. He's going to be a self-sacrifice thing.
And I think it's really important that it actually would be for those two characters, if it is the piece.
The other thing that we kind of went through was... there's definitely, and we saw this in the other trailer as well, there's definitely a large-scale battle in Wakanda. Again, likely where the Soul Stone probably is. We know Bucky's there from the end of
the White
Civil
Wolf.
War and from the end of Black Panther. Some reason... Now, maybe Black Widow is with Captain America doing their Secret Avengers thing. They're told... maybe... Black Panther lets him know that Bucky is awake. They come to see him, and that is when Thanos is coming, you know, from space down, and that's why they're there, because I don't think in those scenes there's anybody else between... Well, no, there is. The Hulk's there, too. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell with these trailers, because they,
they
cut
and
things.
They piece them together really well.
And then the other thing I was going to mention is they do show the Black Order in this trailer.
Yes!
So we've got...
Which looked amazing.
Now, I'm reading currently the Avengers No Surrender comic, which hopefully we'll get to see the one of the writers for that later on at
Toy Force
this weekend. Yeah.
Yes.
So the Black Order...
Actually, this would have been probably when this gets out.
We'll probably
Toy Force would have been
seen
maybe before.
Him, yes. Yeah. So the Black Order is... The name's not really great, but Proxima Midnight, yeah. Ebony Maw, Corvus Glaive, and Black Dwarf, which I've been told Black Dwarf has been renamed as Cull Obsidian.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know that he... I don't know if he's in this trailer. He's really like a Hulk-sized character.
He was there. He was there.
Corvus Glaive was the one that they showed at this part so far.
Yeah, the Corvus Glaive is the one that gets the screen time against Strange.
Yeah. There's a lot of screaming in this trailer. There's a lot of yelling.
Well, it's stressful, right?
Yeah.
I'm Peter, by the way.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, you're using your made-up names. Then I am Spider-Man.
Now, I heard an interesting theory was that maybe Spider-Man dies in this movie and the Time Stone is used to bring him back because Doctor Strange becomes friends with, like, he has a, you know, in this movie they build a bit of a bond and he saves him with the Time Stone after he's been killed. Because really, out of that group, granted his power level might be higher than some, but he's certainly going to be the least experienced of the Avengers.
And he's
right? going
to be the most ambitious to not really read the situation.
Well, you look at the Spider-Man movie, he so desperately wanted to be in a battle, right?
And now
that
he's
last
getting,
clip, he's going
he's
through all kinds
right
of shit.
Right in the middle of it. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. I can't imagine they don't play with the powers of the stones, like in these movies.
Well, they better. Otherwise, they're just objects.
What's the point? Yeah.
They're just collectibles that people are trying to put together for a shiny mitt.
Shiny mitt, I like that.
Okay, so beyond being completely stoked and hyped for this, mm-hmm. I mean, one, it's probably one of the best trailers I've seen, and not just because of the anticipation over like nearly a decade for this, but it really was a good trailer. Like, it gave you lots to play with, lots to theorize on. It hit on the theories that, and I mean, they could even be teasing with us that they've taken what people are theorizing out there and actually made the trailer to fit those theories, and they can completely surprise us when we get there and it's not that at all.
Yeah, and like we mentioned, there's definitely scenes that are two different locations cut together for the trailer. I can't imagine that's not happening in other places in that trailer. There's potential that there's stuff in that trailer that's not in the movie. Like, it could be that case.
Yeah, but Marvel's not so DC like that, where most of that ends up... It's something my kids and I actually have pointed out a little bit, is that most of the stuff we get to see in the Marvel trailers, you see. It definitely isn't too bad. Not like some of the other companies.
Now, it came out this week, and take it for what it's worth, but there's been a few sources... basing this on interviews that Chris am I thinking of? Captain America, not Pratt, not Hemsworth. Who's Chris?
I'm enjoying this.
I don't know. Captain America, mm-hmm. What the hell's his name?
Evans.
Chris Evans. There's too many Chris.
You know, he's your favorite character, so I'm really enjoying this.
I'm a few beers in. Yeah. They're thinking that he's done after the fourth one, which I think everyone's sort of thinking that's the case. Now, that's contractually he's done. I wonder, and we talked about this a little bit too with Iron Man, if he maybe doesn't come back later in a more limited role, like we're thinking Iron Man will probably be the AI in a suit for somebody else.
Wouldn't it be awesome if they screw with us and they knock Iron Man out within the first 25 minutes? And then we get Cap all the way into the second movie, mm-hmm. which we know isn't directly a sequel because, as the Russo brothers explained it, if you really want to go down this road, they're all sequels. Everything's a sequel because they all build off each other. So they basically didn't want to call it a part two. It's just going to be...
Yeah, it's kind of weird that they did that. Like, it...
I don't... Actually, when I read their explanation on Instagram, it made sense to me because you could easily say that, you know, Winter Soldier was a part two. Like, you know what I mean? So the way they did this, the way things are tying together, they're just... They're titled stories.
But do you think that Thanos... Like, do you think the Thanos story is done in 3? Like, in Avengers 3? I can't imagine that.
No. No. So... No. But I don't think it needs to be called a part 2.
Yeah.
Because...
It makes me wonder that the title is going to give away something. That's three, why they're not telling us the title.
3 is about the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
4 is going to be about Adam Warlock stopping Thanos.
But then you would have thought that 3 would have been called like Avengers Infinity Gauntlet and the third one be Infinity War.
No, this is the war over the stones right now.
Yeah.
4 is Adam Warlock going, guess what, folks? And the right, why am I saying that? Because it's pretty good chance we're going to see Pip the Troll. Because who got announced on the screen, the movie poster that no one really caught till the end? Peter Dinklage.
Well, I knew he was on it. They haven't announced, like you said, officially what he's doing.
No offense.
Hopefully, yeah. Well,
it's that or MODOK or what they're playing around with. And MODOK doesn't fit at all. MODOK doesn't fit.
He doesn't fit in the story. I so desperately want MODOK to show up in the Marvel Cinematic
Universe. But to be honest, would he not be a great MODOK?
Yeah.
Because he can deliver lines. He can talk.
I really thought Patton Oswalt was going to end up being MODOK because he like could legitimately look like him. But the whole idea with MODOK, you would think is so crazy. But then you look at some of the stuff that they've shown us so far.
Oh, it's not out of the world. Arnim Zola.
Well, and that when they showed Zola, that was the moment I was like, no, I think they could do it.
There's
like,
no limit.
No. And then now you get like the Guardians and Thanos and all that sort of stuff. But the tech-based weird stuff... Like, we still... I mean, they set up in the movie you choose not to recognize as an actual Marvel movie, they set up the leader, which we haven't seen.
They didn't do anything functional in that movie.
Fair enough. But, like, they...
You can't argue
A that. Lot of those villains... But then they killed off Claw. I'm trying to think of, like, the intelligentsia, like, the evil, you know, villains altogether. But, anyways, MODOK would have been one of the major ones for that. So, yes, trailer, amazing.
No hints at Red Skull, which I think Red Skull will be 4, not 3.
So the one thing in my notes that we haven't touched on that I'll talk to you about now is who's not in the trailer? Falcon. And this has been a big stink about
well, I didn't see
over the past couple weeks.
I didn't see Falcon too much in that trailer. I think I saw his wings once. I didn't see Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's the big one. Hawkeye's the one that everyone's like, where the hell is Hawkeye? Now, if you obviously saw the movies, the likelihood is... He's probably back home, like on the farm. The other thought is that he may show up in this movie as one of... Because in the comics, Hawkeye, Clint Barton, the character, has been different characters. He's been... Besides Hawkeye, he was... I'm forgetting the name. But he's been other... Much like Captain America's been other things, he's been other things. So he may show up in the movie as somebody else. But the all likelihood is he may not be in a lot of the movie because he may have retired and not show up until... near the end of this movie or maybe into the next one.
I think he comes in to comfort Scarlet Witch when Vision gets ripped into a million pieces so at the end of Stone.
I read something today that said, and I think it was the Russo brothers said this, what happens to Vision is essentially a horror movie.
Oh, he rips the thing out of his head and it's going to kill him. It's going to be crazy. I got a feeling he like, I'm going back to the old WWF days, remember Kona Crush?
Yeah.
He actually crushes his head, pops the stone out.
And we kind of talked about this before, too. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah,
not
I
in
know,
this
I
movie, in
that.
This trailer at all.
I don't... I don't think they're going to have
to. I cannot figure out the timeline of what's happening with them.
Considering that we are told that Thor and Thanos have the most screen time, which I like because it's still setting me up for what I'm hoping for, is that Thor sticks around for a few movies yet. So I think Thor takes over the temporary leadership piece, and away we go. But anyways, with that being said, or we get more Thor out in space with Warlock and the and Guardians of the Galaxy, because I think that's, you need Thor out there to help balance that space right. world. So I like that. And I can't dream of a world more amazing than having Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth exchange dialogue with where their characters are at in the Marvel Universe. Unreal. Throw in Rocket and Drax, I'm going to be pissing myself laughing. It's going to be great.
Yeah, there wasn't much... There's a little bit of Rocket in the trailer, but not a lot. He didn't say anything. Now, I'm wondering if...
Didn't see Nebula?
She's on the list as well. Valkyrie, also not in the trailer.
She's going to be a late arrival.
Hopefully. Was she on the ship at the end of Thor Ragnarok as well?
I don't recall.
Yeah. I'm wondering if with Ant-Man and the Wasp, if their movie chronologically takes place before the events of... this Avengers movie, which I have heard in interviews, Scarlett Johansson has said this takes place a couple of years after Civil War. So, if that's the case, I wonder if what happens in Ant-Man and the Wasp, there may be, maybe they go into the quantum realm and that's where that movie leaves them for whatever reason, and then they don't show up until the fourth one or something like that. But there definitely don't seem to be...
You know what's be interesting, too, is I bet you anything in Ant-Man and the Wasp, we're actually going to get some Scarlet Witch and Captain America. Why not? Because it could be a segue piece that ties that movie into the Infinity War.
Yeah, and they're essentially criminals, right?
Yeah.
Captain America and Black Widow are on the run, and Scott Lang is
a criminal.
So, yeah, could be. But, yeah, it's interesting the ones that aren't in the trailer, but who knows? There's likely a lot of people that aren't in the trailer just because, A, there's only so much time, and, B, they want to make some surprises. Well, there's
also the Collector and the Grandmaster.
Yeah.
Grandmaster, okay, he's out. I'm gonna say he's out.
We know the Collector.
But the Collector's going to be big.
The Collector's got to be in it because he has one of the stones.
Yes.
So unless that's...
But it could be the first 5 minutes.
Right, but he's still in it.
Yeah.
But
then hold on. If he's got... The thing is, I know he's got
maybe
the first stone.
Maybe he doesn't take that stone in this movie. Because we only know of two stones he has for sure.
I'm going to say, because there's also that the theory I would throw on that one is maybe he doesn't take that stone in this movie because Adam Warlock's egg is also there. Which also I still have a bit of a problem with, because that egg was in Guardians of the Galaxy, the Collector had it. And then at the end of Guardians 2, we see it with the
Sovereign. I think they're retconning that. I think basically
they put it with the Sovereign.
The ones, yeah. The other thing...
They could have also came into it. Could have also came into getting it too, because his whole place blew up.
And I'm thinking, because the other stone that Thanos has is the one that the Nova Corps have.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be the opener. I'm with you.
I think the Nova Corps are in a lot of trouble.
I think we open with... I hope they don't do this. I hope they don't open with... Because when we got last left off with Thor Ragnarok, it was the Guardian ship and their Thanos ship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's how we left off.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they don't go, like the 5 minutes ago, he just blew up the Nova Corps kind of mentality. Like, they give us a flashback. They're good. They're good at letting us open with the trauma, and then bring us back up to where we were with Thor. They're good at tying those lines together. So,
my thinking is, if they want, they could set up the actual Nova character with this, because they could make the Nova character one of the few survivors of the Nova Corps
destroyed. That is what he is.
Yeah. So they could potentially set that up. The other thing that's interesting,
which is good because that ties to Spider-Man too.
I think what's going to be interesting in a retcon kind of way is when Captain Marvel comes out, or the Miss Marvel movie, whatever the hell they're calling it, because that's set in the 90s, I think that's going to lay groundwork that we're going to kind of see things from a different angle. When does that come out? Next year?
Yeah. Do you think they intro her in this?
No, I don't think she's in this movie at all. And I don't know why, but I don't think she's in this movie.
Do you think she's in 4?
I have a feeling we're going to see people in 4 that we don't see in 3.
I think her and Warlock are in 4. Because actually, that is kind of how they stop him, right?
Like, she could be off getting him or off doing something else.
Her movie could timeline us to project her into, like, she could end up in space in the world of tapping into that Sovereign and the Nova Corps and all that jazz, because that's where she goes, essentially, right? And then, essentially, as this all starts to fall apart, Forrest could open with her bringing everybody back, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's some great potential.
Well, it's much like they got the Hulk out of the picture for Civil War.
And then how that became Thor Ragnarok was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see, but...
That's so fucking exciting. So exciting.
Oh, God. I mean...
And you still hate Black Panther.
No, I love the character. I love the character. Didn't like the movie.
But Wakanda serves an awesome purpose now going into this movie, which we knew that, and to see the setting.
And you still think they're going to... You're under the impression they're going to destroy Wakanda? That's what
I feel
thinking?
Like somewhere... I feel like to dispense the Avengers and the superheroes amongst the world without that like white palace in the sky, I think is what makes Marvel characters so much better. So I think you need to destroy Wakanda so they're still loose upon the world when there's still a slight struggle. One of the biggest affinities to these characters is that they typically don't have a great base of operation. It's usually rugged, it's rough, it's nothing huge and glamorous. Very few of them have glamour. Tony's got glamour, but he's got issues, right? Sorcerer Supreme, you know, Strange has got glamour, but everyone he knows is freaking dead. So, I mean, like, Wakanda is a great thing, it's an important thing, but... I think it needs to have a travesty, so it has to rebuild itself, and it puts it more on parallel with the rest of the world. Although they'll rebuild themselves faster than everybody else, unless when you take that stone, it takes away a lot of that vibranium, and that changes shit too.
Yeah, well, a lot of I don't know, because the other rumor that's going around is that Thanos maybe destroys that ship that has the last remaining Asgardians on it. But then, I don't know. You had a whole movie about Asgard getting destroyed, and you had a few people that were left. Do you really just destroy them in the first few minutes of the next movie?
Is that the trigger piece for Thor to make him go crazy, though?
I think he's already... based on Thor Ragnarok, granted it was a humorous movie, but, you know, his home world essentially was destroyed.
When does he get his axe? I've seen the pictures.
Wait.
Yeah, it's on the posters.
Yeah, because hammer was destroyed.
It's on the posters, and that axe has got a background to it. It ain't just a random toy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
will we get...
But that's probably why we get so much Thor screen time.
The hell's the name of the other guy that's... I'm so bad with names.
Heimdall?
No, the Thor guy that is... He's like a... What the hell is his
Billy...
name? You know what I'm talking about. He's like Thor, but he's like a horseman.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
God damn it, why can't I think
of it? He actually served as Thor for a long time, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
they're going to do it. No, I doubt it. We might get that if Thor keeps going.
In Guardians 1, on that first planet that he's in, when he goes to get the Power Stone, one of the skulls is the...
Yeah.
Why can't I think? It doesn't matter.
I don't think we're going to get him. I think we're more likely to get Jane Foster as Thor than we are... Which I don't even know how that works. Or the Valkyrie. No, Portman said she's not coming back.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because she's awesome. But...
All right, so two thumbs up trailer, amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
There's nothing, I mean, you know what's funny about that trailer? It comes out, and you're just like, my God, DC can't make a trailer worth a shit. Like,
actually, I'll give DC, at least in terms of their trailers weren't too bad, they just can't make movies.
Oh, well, as my wife will tell you, because she's done the research, it was a company that cuts trailers that re-edited Suicide Squad because they like the trailer so much. They're like, oh, this trailer's better than our movie. Do you want to re-edit our movie?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that bananas?
Yeah, it is.
And that movie's getting a sequel.
See, and that just sucks. Oh, well. Honestly, the saving grace of DC will be the day that Marvel decides to buy it to do a Marvel versus DC. Just for fun, when they decide they've had enough with the universe. But then again, that'll also be with the decision-making time when they decide that they don't want any more billions of dollars. Because they just really are printing money with making these movies. I mean, my daughter is already basically said to me, her birthday's that weekend, and I'm trying to figure out who to have over for my birthday because I want to take them to the movie. So she's trying to pick the person that will go to Infinity War. And then when I enlightened her that we will go to Infinity War whether your friend wants to go or not, she's like, oh, that's great. So now she can totally replan. But
briefly, if we're going to talk about non-Infinity War trailers, just... because it looks amazing too, is the Deadpool 2 trailer just came out. So
of X-Force!
of all the non-Marvel Studio movies, that look... like, this is going to be a great summer.
X-Force.
The whole all of it is the really brief scene of him in Professor X's chair just spinning around just doing like donuts. I love it. I love it.
I love the gold t-shirt. It's going to be I honestly on my list for this weekend to watch, I want to sit down and watch a movie this weekend. I haven't sat and watched one, and Deadpool is actually what I want to sit down and watch because I just haven't watched it in a while.
Definitely, I feel like if ever there is a movie that's going to get that's going to be able to bring the Fox and the Marvel Studios movies across,
it's that.
Deadpool is the perfect way to do it. Between that and the Gauntlet, somehow.
I love how they made fun of the trailer is him and TJ Miller making fun of the fact that they're not going to do any more than two. That just ruins it.
Yeah, we peaked. We're done. It's over.
There's such a level of sincerity to that movie. And honestly, that is the one franchise, if they don't try, if they stay with the X-Force characters and they don't go into the main characters, they can run four movies with that.
And what was the line? It's like, oh, we're going to start a team with people young enough that they can carry a franchise for 12 years or something. Like, that's great.
I love it because if they just keep it up,
yeah,
right? And I mean, the only thing they struggle for is going to be, and the same thing X-Force comics, I felt like always struggled for was villains.
Yeah.
Because they're always just the villains that residually fell over from the X-Universe and that. So that will be the problem if they stay solo. But with this whole thing with Fox,
well,
Sony,
I mean, that's
Marvel,
what we'll
that,
see what happens,
you know,
because
if all they need is villains,
yeah,
I think they can figure it out.
I mean,
out.
Deadpool 2 was already in the can when this whole Disney and Fox thing went through, so, you know, we'll see what happens.
I don't see them changing it.
I think they'd be stupid to not have Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Well, look at they moved the Deadpool date up by a week, and Infinity War themselves moved their date by a week. Mm-hmm. That says a lot. Like, you know, Marvel knows Infinity War is going to be the biggest movie they've released. Next to Black
Panther. Already, the pre-sales have already outsold Black Panther, which was the record breaker.
So we know that's going to be the biggest movie they've ever released, but yet they still had the thought process that they could not allow the proximity of Deadpool 2 because they know Deadpool 2
they
is
going to shoot themselves in the foot.
Deadpool
right?
2 is going to chip into this fast and hard, and they know that. And it's also because it's the same audience. So the audience that's going to go to Deadpool 2 already went to their movie. Yeah. So they're going to hit those numbers, and it's going to stop that rewatch trend. So they have to keep the spacing. So, but anyways, yeah, that's our little bonus episode on the trailer. We had to throw something together because, quite frankly, that's probably one of the best trailers we've ever seen.
We couldn't not comment on it. I'm sure everyone else has, but it looks amazing.
And it was nice for us to agree on something, considering last time we almost killed each other over our Marvel list.
That's true. It's true. If this movie tanks, though, I can't fathom it, but... My God, this would be the greatest letdown in movie history.
To be fair, I think with 10 years of movie history and build-up, it's got such a level of bias that it's not going to matter.
I just hope that our expectations aren't beyond what comes out.
What Marvel movie has let you down on your expectations in the past? Phase 3.
Hey, did we not just have a whole two-part episode on what...
But they didn't let your expectations down, though, because you had expectations on some of them, and some of you had none. So, if you think about it...
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing from our list. If you listen back, and I did listen to those episodes, you had expectations. We both did, and we were not let down with anything that we went into. So, if most of the time, we pretend to be surprised.
So
happyzen.com.
Yeah, hit us up if on Twitter or Instagram, Happy Zen Podcast, and let us know. I mean, I don't know who you are if you don't agree that this trailer was awesome, but either
way. Non-Marvel fan, and if you're a DC fan, what are you doing listening to us?
Yeah, go petition somebody make a Lobo movie, because that's their last shot. All right. Until next time, we're out.